In Psalm 144, verse 1, King David, the psalmist, expresses gratitude, declaring, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who prepares my hands for war and my fingers for battle." This verse emphasizes the Lord's role as a source of strength and preparation for various battles, encompassing both spiritual and physical realms. It underscores the idea that the Lord equips individuals with the strength needed to face and overcome challenges. David acknowledges the Lord as the ultimate provider of strength, enabling believers to navigate diverse battles that life presents. This divine strength extends to every aspect of existence, demonstrating that relying on God's power is essential for triumph in various struggles. Beloved, I would like you to join me as I pray the prayer of strength for battles for you. The sentiment conveyed is that certain battles are conquerable only with the strength derived from God. So by recognizing the need for divine empowerment, believers find assurance that the Lord, their rock, is a steadfast source of strength, preparing them for the multifaceted battles encountered on their life's journey. As I move ahead to pray, I would love you to like this video. And if this is your first time here, you are welcome. God definitely arranged it for you to be here to receive your deliverance. You can subscribe to this channel so that you can receive more notifications or prayers for you from this channel. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, as I humbly come interceding for everyone who faces battles and challenges that seem overwhelming. Your word in Psalm 144 verse 1 says, "Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Father, I lift these ones up to you, acknowledging that you are their source of strength and rock upon which they stand. I thank you, Father, for being a fortress and a refuge for them. God, you are the one who trains their hands for war and equips their fingers for battle. And therefore, I pray for you that is in agreement with me, that you may feel God training, God preparation, and God guidance in every aspect and step of your journey. In the midst of battles, may you find confidence in God, the rock that does not waver. As you face the challenges before you, I pray that you draw strength from Psalm 18 verse 39. "You armed me with the strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me." I pray that God arms you with his divine strength. May you be clothed with the armor of faith, righteousness, and truth as you stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. I pray for your adversaries, whatever form they may take, whether internal struggles, external pressures, or spiritual battles. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every adversary that rises against you even now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will experience the humbling of your adversaries through God's mighty power. May the Lord grant you the wisdom to discern the battles worth fighting and the battles best left in his hands. May you not be discouraged by the magnitude of the challenges, but find assurance in the truth that God is with you. God's presence is your greatest strength, and in God you can overcome any oppositions. And I pray therefore for resilience in you, just as a rock withstands the crashing waves. May you stand firm in the face of adversity. Let God's strength be a shield around you, protecting your heart, mind, and soul from the arrows of doubt, fear, and discouragement. In the moments where you feel weary, I pray for renewed strength upon you in the name of Jesus. God's promise in Isaiah 40 verse 31 assures us that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. May you find solace in waiting on God, trusting that God will lift you up with his wings as eagles, enabling you to soar above the challenges. I pray for your mind that it will be guarded by the peace that surpasses understanding. Replace anxiety with God's assurance, doubt with God's truth, and confusion with God's wisdom. May you find strength not only in physical battles, but also in the battles of the mind and spirit in Jesus' name. God's word says in 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 40, "You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me." I pray for a divine exchange where your weakness is traded for God's strength, where despair is replaced by hope, and where defeat transforms into victory through God's mighty hand. As you walk through this battle, may you experience God's guidance like a shepherd leading a sheep through treacherous terrain. May God's rod and staff comfort and protect you. I pray that you feel God's guiding hand in every decision and step you take in the name of Jesus. I thank God for his promise in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And so I pray, may you draw strength from God's, realizing that your abilities are not limited by God's own, but empowered by the one who gives strength abundantly. In the midst of the battle, may you remember that God is the God who fights for you. God's love surrounds you like a shield. And so I pray that you will find courage and assurance in God's unfailing love. I commit your journey into God's hand, trusting that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. May you emerge from this battle not only stronger, but also more rooted in faith and anchored in God's love, and filled with the peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus' powerful and victorious name. I pray God's word in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 that reminds us to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I lift you up to God, acknowledging that the true strength comes from God alone. In the moments where the battle seems overwhelming, I pray that you find your strength anchored in God. God's word in Psalm 27 verse 1 declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" In the face of fear and uncertainty, I pray that you cling to God as your source of light and salvation. May God's presence be a fortress around you, dispelling all shadows of doubt and anxiety. I lift up the specific battles that you are facing now, whether they are physical, emotional, or spiritual. I trust in God's sovereignty. He is not only aware of your struggle, but also intimately involved in every detail. May he grant you the courage to face each challenge with confidence, knowing that he goes before you. In moments of weariness, I pray that the Holy Spirit reminds you that you can lean on God for rest. His word promises in Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." And beloved, I pray for you that you find solace in God's presence, finding rest in the assurance that he carries your burdens. May the Lord equip you with discernment to recognize the schemes of the enemy. May you be alert and vigilant, standing firm in your faith. I pray against any doubt or discouragement that may seek to undermine your confidence in God. Let the light of God's truth dispel the darkness of deception that the enemy is trying to give to you. May the Lord strengthen your relationship with him through prayer and the study of his word. May you draw close to God, finding refuge in God's promises. And in times of uncertainty, may you find comfort in the certainty of God's love and faithfulness. I pray for a community of support and encouragement around you. May the Lord surround you with your fellow believers who can uplift and strengthen you in the battles you face. May you experience the power of unity as you join together with others in faith. May the Lord grant you the wisdom to discern when to stand firm and when to yield to your guidance. May the Lord lead you in the paths of righteousness. Let his light illuminate your way. May you move forward with confidence, knowing that God is your guide and protector. I thank you, Father, for your promises of strength and protection over this one's life. As they face the battles ahead, I trust that your presence will be their anchor. May your mighty power manifest in their life, bringing victory and glory to your name. Thank you for answering your prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prayer possesses the transformative power to shatter the enduring bonds and chains that have persisted through the ages. The profound impact of prayer is illustrated in the early Christians' intercession for Paul when he was imprisoned. Their prayers resulted in the breaking of the chains that confined him. This echoes the sentiment expressed in Psalm 107 verse 14, proclaiming, "He brought you out of darkness, the deepest darkness, and shattered your chains." In recognition of this potent force, I invite you to join me in earnest prayer to God. Together, let us petition the Almighty to break every chain that has persistently held you in bondage. Drawing inspiration from the biblical narrative of Paul's liberation through prayer and timeless truth encapsulated in Psalm 107 verse 14, we seek divine intervention to liberate and free you from the entanglements that have hindered and constrained you. Through collective supplication, we anticipate the breaking of chains that have endured, trusting in the transformative power of prayer to bring forth liberation and freedom. As I move ahead to pray, I will love you to like this video. And if this is your first time here, you are welcome. God definitely arranged it for you to be here to receive your deliverance. You can subscribe to this channel so that you can have more notifications of prayers for you from this channel. Let us pray. Father, I come before you with a heart burdened by the weight of chains and bonds that have entangled these ones under the sound of my voice. Your word in Psalm 107 verse 14 declares, "He brought them out of darkness, the outer darkness, and broke away their chains." I lift you up, therefore, brother and sister, to God, knowing that His power is greater than any bondage. I pray that you may experience the truth of the scripture in depth of your being. The Lord breaks away the chains that bind you, your spirit, the chains of fear, doubt, and despair. He is the God who sets captives free, and I believe that He can do the same for you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any strongholds that may be holding you captive. Let the light of God's love penetrate the darkest corners of your heart, dispelling all darkness. God's word assures us that where His Spirit is, there is freedom. May His Spirit move mightily in your life, bringing liberation from every form of bondage. I pray for the strength and courage for you that you need to walk away from the things that ensnare you. May the Lord grant you the wisdom to discern unhealthy patterns and the determination to break free from them. Our Savior Jesus Christ came to proclaim victory for the captives. I claim this victory for you today, and I pray that you would fully grasp the reality of your identity in Christ. May the Lord remind you that you are beloved of the Most High God and God's love. There is no room for chains. Let God's love wash over you, cleansing and renewing your mind, body, and spirit. I lift up any past wounds or traumas that may be contributing to the chains in your life. Father, you are the Lord, the healer of broken hearts, as I ask for your gentle touch to bring restoration and healing upon their lives. May you pour out your grace upon them, covering them with your peace that surpasses all understanding. May you find strength, therefore, brother, in God's word, meditating on the promises that declare freedom and victory. May the Lord surround you with a community of believers who will support, encourage, and uplift you in your journey towards freedom. May you use God's word as a sword to cut through the chains that bind you, setting yourself free to live the abundant life that God has promised you as a child of the Most High. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness and unfailing love. I trust that just as you brought others out of darkness and broke their chain, you will do the same for these ones. May your name be glorified in their testimony of liberation, even now and forevermore. Beloved, I pray that may the Lord be glorified in the testimony of your liberation, as you become a living testament of his power and grace, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word assures us in John 8:36 that if the Son sets us free, we will be free indeed. And so I claim this promise for you under the sound of my voice, that Christ Jesus has the power to break every chain that binds you. I pray for a profound revelation of this freedom in your heart and life, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 declares that it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. And I pray for the strength for you to stand firm in this freedom, resisting any yoke of slavery that may be trying to burden you once again. May the truth of God's word become a shield around you, protecting you from the schemes of the enemy and the weight of any past or present struggles. I lift up the areas of your life where you feel entangled and bound, whether it be in your thoughts, relationships, habits, or circumstances. I ask for God's intervention as I pray the Lord breaks every chain that hinders your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being. I pray that God's light shine into the darkest corners of your heart, bringing healing and restoration. I pray that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, as described in Isaiah 61 verse 1, will be upon you, anointing you with power to proclaim good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to release freedom for the captives. I ask for divine intervention in your life, replacing despair with hope, brokenness with wholeness, and captivity with liberty. As you seek to live a life aligned with God's will, I pray for discernment and strength. I pray you shall not be burdened by the expectations of the world or the weight of your own mistakes. Instead, may you find solace in the truth that is in Christ. You are a new creation, as stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. I also intercede on your behalf. As I pray for the community around you, let God's love flow through the relationships in your life, breaking down walls of isolation and fostering an environment of acceptance and grace. I rebuke any stronghold that may be holding you captive, whether it be fear, doubt, addiction, or any other form of bondage. I declare victory over these obstacles for you in the name of Jesus. Romans 8:37 says that you are more than conquerors through him who loved you. I declare, may you experience this victorious reality in every aspect of your life. I pray for a renewed mind in your life. May the Holy Spirit transform your thoughts of perspective according to God's truth, as mentioned in Romans 12 verse 2. I replace negative self-talk with affirmations of your identity in Christ. May the power of God's word demolish any strongholds of lies or deception that may have taken root in your life in the name of Jesus. In the process of breaking free, I pray for patience and endurance for you. Change is often the journey, and I ask for God's grace to sustain you through every step. I pray the Lord provides moments of rest and reflection, allowing his love to permeate every area of your life. In the midst of challenges, may you find strength in God's promises and the assurance that God is always with you. I commit your future in God's hands as you walk in the freedom God has provided. May the Holy Spirit guide your footsteps and illuminate the path ahead. God's word assures us in Psalm 32 verse 8 that you will instruct and teach us in every way we should go. And so I pray for you to hear God's gentle guidance and follow his lead. I trust that as I lift you before God, God is already at work, breaking chains and setting you free. May his name be glorified through the testimony of your transformed life, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Amen. Beloved, do you know that the sinister strategy of the adversary is centered on theft, destruction, and death, devoid of any benevolent intent? Employing demons and witches, the devil seeks to manipulate minds, instigating actions aligned with his malevolent agenda. It is therefore crucial to stand against the insidious influence of witchcraft manipulation through prayer. In combating these dark forces, one can find solace in the biblical truth that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. This scripture emphasizes the overwhelming strength of the indwelling presence of God within believers, surpassing the influence of any external malevolent force. So, recognizing the devil's tactics to manipulate minds, Christians are encouraged to turn to prayer as a powerful defense. As I am about to pray against every witchcraft manipulation over your life by invoking divine protection and relying on the strength found in God's indwelling spirit, please join me as believers so that we can resist and overcome the manipulative schemes orchestrated by the enemy, as affirmed by the biblical assurance of God's supremacy over the forces of darkness. So as I move ahead to pray, I would love you to like this video. And if this is your first time here, you are welcome. God definitely arranged it for you to be here to receive your deliverance. You can subscribe to this channel so that you can have more notifications of prayers for you from this channel. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ. I come on the behalf of everyone here that has decided to agree with me to pray, recognizing the authority and power that is in your name. Your word in Deuteronomy 18 verses 10 to 12 warn against practices like witchcraft and sorcery, saying, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their own son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or is a medium or spiritist, or consults the dead. I bring before you, Father God, seeking protection and deliverance from any form of witchcraft, everyone that has joined me, as I declare that now you are under God's divine covering, as I rebuke any attempt of the enemy to manipulate or harm you through witchcraft. God's word is a shield and a fortress, as I pray that you find refuge in God's mighty name. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I break and nullify any spells, curses, or manipulative schemes that may have been directed towards you. I claim the victory declared in Galatians 5 verse 1 for you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. I declare, may you stand firm in the freedom that is found only in God. I pray for discernment for you, that you may recognize any subtle or overt attempts to manipulate your life through dark forces. I pray for a protective hedge around your body, mind, and spirit. May the Lord guard your thoughts from the influence of any manipulative spells or enchantments. Let God's truth be a lamp unto your feet, illuminating the path and dispelling any darkness that may seek to cloud your judgment. In the powerful name of Jesus, I command any spiritual forces engaged in manipulating your life to cease their activity now. I declare that the blood of Jesus covers you and is a shield against weapons formed against you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord release his angels to encamp around you. Let this heavenly beings be a formidable force against any spiritual attack or manipulations over your life. God's angels excel in strength, and so I pray that they guard you against unseen dangers, providing a wall of defense against the enemy's tactics. I pray for your spiritual armor, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, to be fully equipped and firmly in place. May you be clothed with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. May this armor render you impervious to the schemes of the enemy. I lift you who may be engaging in witchcraft, praying for your hearts to be touched by God's love and truth. May you turn away from darkness and find light of Christ. May the angels of God break the chains that bind you to the forces of manipulation and open your eyes to the futility of such practices. I declare the victory belongs to God over your life in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every and any demonic influence associated with witchcraft and command it to leave your life. I pray for a supernatural cleansing and restoration of your spiritual and emotional well-being. I trust that God's hand is mighty to save you. And I declare victory over any form of witchcraft manipulation in your life now in the name of Jesus. I come again as I bring you before the Lord, seeking God's divine protection and deliverance for you against any form of witchcraft manipulation. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15 declares, "For the battle is not yours but God's." I lift you into God's mighty hand, acknowledging that the battles you face are ultimately God's to fight. I declare God's promise over you that the battle is not yours but God's. I surrender your struggles, your fears, and your uncertainties, even as you agree with me, into God's sovereign care. In the face of any witchcraft manipulation, I trust in God's authority and power to overcome for you. He is the Almighty, and no scheme of the enemy can stand against him. I invoke the truth of 1 John 4:4 over you. You are from God and overcome. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And so I pray that God empowers you with the awareness that his spirit within you is greater than any force of darkness outside. Let this truth resonate in your heart, revealing and giving you confidence in God's victory in the name of Jesus. Also pray in the authority of that name, Jesus Christ, as I rebuke any witchcraft manipulation that may be affecting your life. His word in Colossians chapter 2 verse 15 declares that Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, triumphing over them by the cross. I claim this victory for you, that every weapon formed against you through witchcraft is disarmed by the finished work of Christ on the cross in Jesus' name. I pray that you would be alert and of sober mind as instructed as 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. The word warns us that the devil prowls like a roaring lion seeking to devour, but I stand against any devouring schemes targeted at you. May you stand firm in the strength of God's Spirit, resisting the enemy's attempt to manipulate and control. I declare the truth of Galatians 5:1 over you. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. May the Lord break every yoke of bondage associated with witchcraft manipulation over your life. Let the freedom found in Christ be a reality in your life. May you walk in the liberty that comes from being a child of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for discernment for you. May God's Spirit grant you the ability to recognize any form of witchcraft manipulation and to stand against it with the authority given by Jesus Christ. Let your mind be guarded by the truth of God's word, and may doubt and confusion be dispelled by the light of God's revelation. And in the authority, standing on the word in Deuteronomy 18:10-12, I renounce and reject every form of divination, sorcery, and witchcraft targeted at you. God's word warns against such practices, and so I pray that you remain steadfast in your commitment to follow God's ways and seek God's protection. Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, "No weapon forged against you will prevail." I claim this promise for you, that no weapon of witchcraft manipulation will prosper against you. May the Lord vindicate you and shield you from the accusations and schemes of the enemy. May you find solace and strength in God's presence. May you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, as mentioned in Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2. Finding rest in the shadow of God Almighty's wings. May the Lord surround you with his angels, standing guard against any spiritual attacks. God's victory is your victory, and I pray that you experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, trusting in God's unfailing love and protection. Father, we thank you for answering us, and we bless your name in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have you subscribed to our channel? If you haven't, please do so. And God bless you as you do.